The stroke communities are very excited about what's coming forward. The AHA has made some position statements recently regarding endovascular therapies for stroke treatment. So basically what that means is we are able to sort of expand that window beyond the typical three-hour window for stroke treatment to a window of sometimes 6 to 12 hours. And what endovascular therapy does is it means that our physicians are able to place a catheter up into the brain and try to retrieve that clot that is actually what's causing the stroke symptoms.
And does that mean 3 hours versus 6 hours after the stroke occurs?
Yeah, so what we look for is last known well. So what we define that as is the time that the person was seen without symptoms.
Okay. And why are they expanding the window?
Well, the FDA only approves the current treatment, which is TPA, known as it's a clot-busting medication. That's only approved for use in patients up to 3 hours, and in some cases we can expand that up to 4.5 hours. Endovascular therapies have been approved for patients up to 6 hours post-symptom onset.
So it's the different treatment.
It's a different treatment. Well, absolutely.
Cool. And having dedicated stroke centers, how has that changed how treatment goes for patients? Are you doing things that haven't been done before now that there is the specialized stroke center?
Well, there's two levels of designation that we look at in terms of stroke center. There's a primary stroke center, and in order to be a primary stroke center, you have to exhibit the ability to administer TPA, or the clot-busting medication, within 60 minutes of arrival to your hospital. As a comprehensive stroke center, which is currently the highest level of designation, you need to exhibit the ability to not only give TPA within 60 minutes, but really shooting for TPA within 45 minutes of arrival.